July 25th, 1900. There is no cruelty at all in Jesus, but everything is love. This morning, my adorable Jesus came and made me see a machine in which it seemed the many human members were being crushed, as well as something like two signs of chastisements in the air, which were terrifying. Who can say the consternation of my heart in seeing all this? But blessed Jesus, seeing me so embittered, told me, "My daughter, let us move what so much afflicts us away from us for a little while, and let us cheer each other by playing together a little bit." Who can say what passed between me and Jesus in this game? The finesses of love, the stratagems, the kisses, and the caresses that we gave each other. However, my beloved Jesus surpassed me because, being very weak, I felt faint, so much so that, unable to contain within myself what he was giving me, I said, "My beloved, enough, enough! For I can take no more. I feel faint. My poor heart is not so large as to be capable of receiving so much. So, enough for now." Then, wanting to scold me because of my speaking of the other day, sweetly he said to me, "Let me hear your complaints. Tell me, am I cruel? Has my love for you changed into cruelty?" And I, all blushing, said, "No, Lord, you're not cruel when you come, but when you do not come, then I will say that you are cruel." Smiling at my words, he added, "She still keeps saying that I am cruel when I do not come." "No, no. There can be no cruelty at all in me, but everything is love. And know that, if it is as you say, my very being cruel is greater love."